Meseches Chulin Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin Uvachag Gavim. How do we identify kosher locusts? As there are over 800 types of locusts, some are kosher and some are not. Kosher Yesh Lo Arba Reglayim. Any chagav that has 4 feet, Va Arba Knafayim and 4 wings, Vikar Sulim. And in addition to the 4 feet, it has 2 feet that have joints. These feet are attached near its neck, and it uses these feet to help spring him when he wants to jump. The knuff of Chofen as Rubo, and it has wings that cover most of its body, such a chagav would be kosher. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Ushmo Chagav. Rabbi Yossi says, in addition to all the characteristics that we just mentioned, it also has to be known that it's called a chagav. But if we don't know that it's called a chagav, it's not kosher, even if it has all the other identifying characteristics. Uvid Dagim. How do we identify kosher fish? Kol Sheyesh Lo Snaper B'Kashkashim. Any fish that has a fin and a scale is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Shnei Kashkashim U'Snaper Echad. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to have 2 scales plus 1 fin in order for it to be kosher. Ve'elu Hein Kashkashim Hakvuim Bo U'Sam Pirin Haparech Mehem. What are the scales? Those are what's attached to the body. It's fastened to the dog and doesn't move when it swims. And the fin is what he uses to glide with the fin moves while it swims. Sachet Chulim Paradalit Mishnah Aleph. Behema Amakshah Leilat. Vahoytia Ubar Et Yado Ver Zira. Mutter Ba'achil. A behema that was in the process of giving birth. And it was having difficulty giving birth. And the baby inside of it stuck its hand out. And then brought the hand back into the mother's stomach. And then you decided to shech the behema. Since you saw that the behema was having difficulty giving birth, it was in danger of dying. So you decided to shech it before it dies. Mutter Ba'achil. You can eat the behema together with the Uber inside of it, as it is when you shech the behema. If there's an uber inside of it, the uber also could be eaten by virtue of the shechita of the mother. And even though in this case the uber had stuck its hand out before shechita, still the uber could be eaten. Just the chelek of the yad that it had stuck out before shechita, you cannot eat that chelek of the uber. Even though the uber brought the yad back into the mother's stomach, even so, the part of the yad that was outside the mother's stomach cannot be eaten. Now, if the uber had not brought its hand back into the mother's stomach before shechita, the din would be the same except for one point, which is that in this case, that it brought its hand back in, all you have to do is cut off the part of the yad that was outside the behema, and you can eat the rest of the uber. As opposed to if it did not bring the yad back in, not only can you eat the chelek of the yad that was outside the mother's stomach before shechita, but also the part of the yad next to it, which is called the makom hachtach, that part of the yad, even though it was inside the behema's stomach, but it was on the border, that part also could not be eaten. But in this case, since the uber brought the hand back in before shechita, the makom hachtach could be eaten. Hoiti is rosha. Af al pi shehechziro, harei zeh kiyot. If the uber before shechita had taken its head out of the mother's stomach, even though it brought its head back in, and then you shechted the mother, and at the time you shechted the mother, the uber was totally inside the mother's stomach. Even so, the uber had the din as if it was born already, as that which it stuck its head out is considered the birth of the uber. It doesn't matter that it brought its head back in, and therefore, in such a case, the uber cannot be eaten with the shechita of the mother. You can only eat the uber if you shech the uber by itself. Choteh mina uber shibimeyecha. Mutter ba'achila. If somebody sticks his hand into the mother's stomach and cuts up the uber inside the stomach, and then he keeps the uber inside the stomach of the behema, and then he shechs the behema, the uber could be eaten by virtue of the shechita of the mother. Even though you cut up the uber before shechita, the uber does not have a din of eber minachai, and it could be eaten with the shechita of the mother. Minatacho u minakloyos. Also b'achil, if somebody sticks his hand in to the stomach of the behema before shechita and cuts up the spleen or the kidneys of the behema itself, in this case we're not talking about the uber, we're talking about the behema itself, that he cut up the spleen or the kidneys of the behemoth itself before shechita, and he cut it in such a way that the behemoth did not become a trefa, and then he shechted the behemoth, the tacho or the kloyus is asur ba'achila by virtue of the shechita of the behemoth. You cannot eat the tacho or the kloyus since it was cut up before shechita. It has the din of Eber Menachai and cannot be eaten. Zeha klal kol davar shehu gufa asur she'ena gufa mutter. This is the general rule. Any time you cut up a part of the behemoth before shechita, which is considered part of the actual goof of the behemoth, for example, in this case, where you cut up the tacho or the kloyus, that would be considered eber menachai, and you cannot eat it, even with the shechita of the behemoth. But if you cut up a part of the behemoth which is not considered part of the actual guf of the behemoth, for example, in this case where you cut up the uber inside the behemoth before shechita, in such a case you would be able to eat the uber by shechting the mother.